Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all, because all have sinned. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Lent. Over the next 40 days, we as Christians are called to spend very intentional time with God as we pray that we decrease and he increase. We are called to search our hearts, minds, and souls, preparing for the death and resurrection of our Lord. We are to spend the next 40 days preparing for the coming of our salvation. The season of Lent began on Ash Wednesday. As part of the Ash Wednesday service, we are exhorted to participate in the traditional practices of the church during the season of Lent in order to clear out our hearts and minds for Christ. These practices are self-examination, penance, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. During the season of Lent, I hope to explore some of these traditional practices that we are exhorted to undertake. Today, in our readings, we go back to the beginning of the Bible, the beginning of creation and humanity's story with God. Our readings for today move us to that practice of self-examination. The dictionary definition of self-examination is this: the study of one's own behavior and motivations. This is not a bad definition for our purposes. We are simply to ask the question, are our behaviors and motivations following God and his ways, or are we following our own motivations and that of the world? Self-examination is a very hard spiritual practice that few like to undertake, because the reality is this, that we are all going to find things that we don't like and find distasteful about ourselves or that we have done. But this is not something to feel down about, for it is simply part of being a human being. We have three readings for this first Sunday of Lent, and they all exhort us to engage in self-examination. As I say, we start by going back to the very beginning of our relationship with God in the book of Genesis. In our reading from Genesis today, we are in the garden with Adam and Eve, and the Lord has provided for them, and he says to Adam and Eve, I have given you everything you need, everything you can possibly eat, except you can't eat from that one tree in the garden, the knowledge of good and evil. We read this and we think, come on, Adam and Eve, it's pretty simple. Just stay away from that one tree. But as we all know from our own lives, it's not that simple. So Adam and Eve are living in the bliss in the garden, and the serpent, the devil, shows up. And this is an old story, but this is what happens. The serpent tricks Eve into eating the fruit, and she gives some to her husband. The scripture tells us that suddenly both of their eyes were opened and that they knew they were naked. They felt shame for the first time. As I say, this is an old story about temptation and giving in to temptation. And although it is an old story, if we think of our own world, it shows us the more things change, the more they stay the same. For me, the most poignant part of the scripture is always when the serpent tricks Adam and Eve into eating the fruit. Because, as I say, this is the story of humanity, of every single human being. The serpent says to Eve, you will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. This is the story of all of us, because this is what temptation comes down to in our lives. We either think we know better than God and his ways, or we want to be like God. We as human beings don't want to be the created. Rather, we want to be the creator. Or we rationalize something in our own heads, something that is wrong. It could be simple, like me sitting on the couch trying to rationalize how I could have an ice cream sandwich. Or it could be something big. But it doesn't matter. We all rationalize these things in our own head. Every single human sin, no matter how big or how small, that has been committed can come and be explained by this one line of scripture. What this reading from Genesis on this first Sunday of Lent is telling us is that we all sin. It is part of being human. It is human nature. And that is why we are called to that work of self-examination. We must ask the question, are we following God's ways or are we following our own ways? The fact of the matter is, as I say, we are all tempted all the time. In our reading from Matthew today, we see that even our Lord himself was tempted. I always find it interesting how Jesus responds to the devil in this reading. Our Lord responds by speaking truth. He doesn't come up with something new. He simply speaks words of truth, words of scripture to the devil. Our Lord responds by saying, "Man cannot live by bread alone," or "Do not put God to the test." All words from scripture. As we undertake a process of self-examination these next 40 days, we should be using the scriptures like our Lord, reading the scriptures, and seeing if our motivations fit with God's truth. Reading and searching the scriptures, the truth of God, can help us search our hearts, minds, and souls. We live in a world where there is a tendency to think that people are either saints or sinners, and that is why when we hold people up on pedestals and they fall from grace, we are so dismayed. The reality is, the gospel tells us over and over again that every single human being is a bit of a mixed bag. We are all saints and sinners at the same time. That is why we are all called to this work of self-examination, for we have all sinned and have all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all done things that we shouldn't have done, or we have left undone things that we should have done. This is simply the great equalizer of humanity. We have all fallen short of God's glory. Today we are told, though, that there is a remedy to this, and that remedy is our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is where St. Paul's letter to the Romans takes us this day. In Romans today, we are told that just as sin and death came into the world through one man, and that through another man, Jesus Christ, grace and mercy will come into the world. Paul tells us that in Christ Jesus, we are given a free gift, a clean slate. Instead of sin and death, through Jesus, we are given life and restoration. That is what we have to look forward to on the other side of these 40 days of Lent, life and restoration. As we are told in Genesis, there is nothing that we can do in and of ourselves about our human condition. Rather, it is Jesus who must do it for us. Our Lord Jesus is often called the second Adam. What is meant by this is that God created Adam to live the perfect human life in the garden, but he could not do it. Sin came into the world. So God himself humbled himself in Jesus Christ, taking on flesh, coming into the world to try again, a second Adam, to live the perfect human life for all of humanity. He did this for us because we can't, so we don't have to. Paul sums it up perfectly when he says, "Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all." So where does this leave us then on this first Sunday of Lent? Probably all feeling down about ourselves, but here we are. Where does this leave us with this call to self-examination over the next 40 days? Well, we should examine ourselves. And when we undertake this practice, we will find stuff, I can guarantee you, that we don't like in our hearts and minds and souls, where we haven't followed God, where we followed things that we shouldn't have done. So what are we to do with all of that? We simply lay it at the foot of the cross. We undertake this exercise for 40 days, and everything that we find that we don't like, we lay at Jesus' feet, and it is nailed to the cross with him on Good Friday. He will take it away from us, and we will be made clean, a fresh slate out of his pure, unbounded love for each and every single one of us. Because when you strip it all away, that's what it is, a love story. God, out of his love, took on flesh and came to pay the ultimate sacrifice so we don't have to. God loves each and every single one of us, no matter who we are, where we've come from, what we've achieved in this world, what we haven't achieved in this world. In the eyes of God, we are all equal, for we have all fallen short of his glory. And so he has come to die for each and every single one of us. And that is nothing short of amazing. The crucifixion is that culmination, the crescendo of that love story between God and humanity. It is simply summed up in that old line from scripture, that old evangelical line, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And so on this first Sunday of Lent, we say thanks be to God. Amen.